giving glory, honor, and praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our ministers, our deacons, everyone that makes up this gathering, virtual gathering. It's a blessing to again teach and proclaim the Word of God. Again, if you would turn in your Bible to Job chapter 2, let us read verses 11 through 13 from Job chapter 2. As usual, I will be reading from the New King James Version. Starting at verse 11 of Job chapter 2, it reads, "Now when Job's three friends heard of all this adversity that had come upon him, each one came from his own place, Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite. For they had made an appointment together to come and mourn with him and to comfort him. And when they raised their eyes from afar and did not recognize him, they lifted their voices and wept. And each one tore his robe and sprinkled dust on his head toward heaven. So they sat down with him on the ground 7 days and seven nights. And no one spoke a word to him, for they saw that his grief was very great." Verse 13 says, "So they sat down with him on the ground 7 days and seven nights, and no one spoke a word to him, for they saw that his grief was very great." We want to focus for a few moments this morning on the topic, the ministry of presence. The ministry of presence. Let us pray. God, our Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. God, we thank you for those little life nuggets that are within your word. And God, I pray that the words from my mouth and the meditation of my heart are acceptable in your sight. And I pray, Lord God, that we learn from your word this morning that there is a ministry of presence that comes from you and is available only because of you. And that by this ministry of presence that we could show a world that we are indeed available, that we are indeed there, because you are indeed available and because you are indeed there. So God, I thank you for your word and the power of your word. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Psalms 23 and verse 4 says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." And I don't know about you, but there is no greater comfort to me to taking on any big challenge or doing anything of significance or even insignificance when I am reminded that God is with me. You know, even starting from the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve, it was God's primary purpose to be with mankind. And that's what communion is about. It's about being with the Lord. And the Lord being with you. It always struck me, this particular verse, though, not here in this particular passage of Scripture that we're reading, but over in Mark 3, chapter 3, verse 14, it says that Jesus ordained 12 that they should be with him. You know, it didn't say that Jesus ordained 12 that they should go and preach, that Jesus ordained 12 so that they can go and heal, or that Jesus ordained 12 that they might go and do these mighty works for Jesus. It said that Jesus chose these 12 and he sent them out to be with him. Because it's really only from being first with Jesus that all other things follow, that all other things fall in place and fall in line. And if you're saved today, you have the Spirit of God within. And when you have the Spirit of God within, you have the presence of God within. And that's a ministry that God has given to us. That is a ministry of God to us. We can call it the ministry of presence. And that's why we are so much stronger when we are united. That's why when we are united, we can minister to each other's needs by the Spirit of God that is within us. We can rejoice with those that rejoice, and we can weep with those who weep. And when we are present with those that we love, with those that need to experience God's presence, with those that need God's love and His peace, that is the ministry of presence. The ministry of presence can bring comfort and express care even without words. And the love and the presence of God is embodied in us as we are with someone else in their moment of crisis. When people are suffering, yes, they do need the truth of the Word of God to help them heal. Yes, they do need to know that Jesus is there. But the first thing that we can do is just listen and pray. We need to weep with those that weep. And that brings us to this passage of Scripture here at the end of Job chapter 2, because we see here the ministry of presence in action. This ministry had happened in the life of Job when he was surrounded by sorrow. This book of the Bible is the story of this righteous man named Job. And you may not know it all, but you know or have heard something about the life of Job. The Bible says that Job was one who feared God and avoided evil. The Bible says that Job was extremely wealthy and well known in the region in which he lived. Job was a man of prominence. Job was someone who knew God and someone that God knew. Job had the favor of God. But Job found himself in a place of suffering and was in great despair. Because Job, within a short period of time, was faced with the loss of his property, with the loss of his many children, with the loss of his good health, all because of the devices of Satan. And Job received all of this news at once. Word went around about what had happened to Job, and the Bible says that three of Job's friends heard the news: Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite. The Bible says that they contacted each other, and they agreed to come together to be with their friend Job. And the Bible says that Job's friends arrived, and they did not recognize him at first. It hurt them so bad that they were just sitting there with Job there on the ground. They did not even speak for 7 days and seven nights. What they did was the ministry of presence. This was their real ministry to Job. You know, real friends can handle your pain, your disappointment, your trials. Real friends listen and share your pain. Real friends hang in there with you, and they listen during your time of adversity. That is the ministry of presence. The ministry of presence is about being available. The ministry of presence is about being a listener. The ministry of presence is about rejoicing with those that rejoice and weeping with those that weep. The ministry of presence is about not always having something to say, but always showing up when you need to show up, always being available when you need to be available. When a person is going through some difficulty and asks for prayer, sometimes people feel like they must give some advice, but they did not ask for advice. They asked for prayer. And what the person really needs and wants at that moment is for us to be available to them, to be present with them, and to earnestly pray for them. If you have read the rest of Job, you know that these friends of Job went on from here to make some mistakes. They said that Job must have done something wrong for all this trouble to have come upon him. But at least when they arrived, Job's friends arrived right. They arrived with the ministry of presence. And so as I move to my conclusion, we know that loss abounds. Depression is on the rise. People are grieving. Even drugs and alcohol abuse abounds as people turn to these things for some sort of way to cope. There are wars and rumors of wars. People are turning to food, to material possessions, to their jobs, or seeking other means to fill the voids in their life. Yes, they need the Word of God and to know what Jesus brings to them. But first and foremost, before that happens, they could use the ministry of presence. I know that we are in the midst of a pandemic, COVID-19. But what person in your life right now could use your presence? Who needs you to be available to them? What person needs to know that someone cares and has not forgotten about them? You know, in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, we find one of the most important ways that believers can minister with our presence. Because we are told in that verse that we must bear one another's burdens and that by doing so we will fulfill the law of Christ. So the challenge for us all today is to ask, how can I help bear another's burdens and therefore fulfill the law of Christ? How can I be present for someone today? How can I be available for someone today? How can I show up for someone today, tomorrow, and the days to come? Because it is about being present. It is about being available. It is about showing up when you need to show up. It's about taking the time to listen to someone, taking the time to empathize with someone, taking the time to grieve with someone. Like I said, I know that we are in the midst of a pandemic, but there are things that we can still do now. We can still make or buy something for someone and deliver it to them, even if it means leaving it on their doorstep and stepping back as they open the door to retrieve it. We can still offer to sit outside and be present with someone who has not had company in a while or who is grieving. We can still read books to our children and grandchildren or other children, even if you're doing it over Zoom or Google Meet. We can still show up with our mask and march where needed against injustice because we know from the Word of God that the Lord loves justice. Because at the end of the day, the best way that we can help each other and to help people along the way is to just show up, to just be available. And when we show up, we can say little or we can say nothing, but we can be available. We can minister by our presence. Because when we show up, the God within us is showing up. Because when we are available, the God within us is available. God knows that we cannot be everything to everyone. God knows that we cannot be everywhere at once. God knows that there are times that we need our rest, but God knows that when the opportunity presents itself and He is prompting us by His Spirit, then that is the time to go. That is the time to show up. That is the time to minister with our presence. The ministry of presence is not hard to do. You do not have to be a pastor or minister or deacon to do it. You do not need to be or have a degree from a Bible school to do it. You do not need to be able to quote scripture or teach a Bible study lesson to be qualified to do it. You simply need to be able to make a commitment to be present, to be available in somebody's life. Our spouses need our presence. Our children need our presence. Our families need our presence. Our friends need our presence. This world needs our presence. And we can do it because God did it. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, it says, an angel announced the birth of Jesus Christ, and it said that the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. And God is with us. God is with us. That is the ministry of presence. God chose to put on flesh and to come to earth as a baby, who grew to be a man, who chose to be with people, to walk alongside them in their suffering. That is the ministry of presence. And that man, Jesus, that God, Jesus, laid down his life for all mankind, that they might be with him for all eternity in a place called heaven, that he may be their God and that they may be his people. He gave us his Spirit so that we may know that he is present. He gave us his word that we may know that he is present. And one of these days, the Lord Jesus himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. That is the ministry of presence. It's a ministry of presence that shall have no end. We all have a ministry, the ministry of presence. We are designed to minister to others with our presence. Minister your presence to others as God has ministered his presence to you. Because we are God's image and likeness. So let us seize the opportunity to be that representative of Emmanuel, God with us, to do it to your husband or wife, to those in your family, to those friends, to those in our community. We may have to get creative to do it given what's happening in this world, but we can do it. We each have the ministry of presence. So let's go and do it. Our Heavenly Father, oh God, we thank you for this day. God, we thank you for allowing us to gather here over the phone. And God, I pray, Lord, that we see that we indeed all have the ministry of presence. It's a ministry that starts with you and ends with you. And God, we thank you for your presence in your spirit, your presence through your word, your presence in our lives. And help us, Lord God, to minister you to others through our presence by being available, by showing up when we need to show up, by being available when we need to be available. And then knowing that from there all other ministry gifts may flow, that we may be able from there to be able to witness to someone, that we may be able from there to shine your light so that someone may see that you sit high and look low, and that you indeed have those that are lost that need to be found. So God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this ministry of presence. We thank you for who you are and how you've loved us so. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.